This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Prices at the pump don't seem to have a bottom yet.
Good for Louisiana consumers, says legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht, but very bad for the state budget. Louisiana's budget gap for the next fiscal year has widened by $400 million due to declining oil royalties and severance taxes, directly attributable to the fall in oil prices. House Speaker Chuck Cleckley says he thinks sales tax collections should improve since drivers have more spending money, now they're paying less for fuel.
June, it was cost me about $70 to fill up my Yukon. Today, it cost me about $40. I'm going to spend that extra dollars that I save, and it's going to generate sales tax.
Albrecht agrees, in theory.
Eventually, people should start loosening up a little bit.
But sales tax collections are not yet indicating that is the case. And there are additional effects on state revenue than just the drop in direct oil income. Louisiana Economic Development Secretary Stephen Morey says the price plunge is starting to impact development of planned energy industry projects.
Companies that also have significant oil business are getting a lot less revenue. That means they have less cash flow to be able to fund some of these projects.
Just last week, Sasol announced it was delaying construction on a $14 billion plant near Lake Charles because of oil prices. That means fewer new jobs. Albrecht says smaller oil operations also back off development plans, most notably drilling new onshore wells.
Less production will occur, less investment will occur, rigs will be mothballed.
Workers operating those drilling rigs will be laid off, and that means less state income tax collected. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.